Hello and welcome to the Neo-Latin podcast episode about Johannes Schefferus. My name is Per Pippinaspos and I work at the University Library of UIT, the Arctic University of Norway. And I'm joined by Andreas Klein. Who are you, Andreas?
Hello, my name is Andreas Klein. I also work at the University Library here in Tromsø. So I'm a colleague of Per and I have known him for quite a few years now.
Yes, and another acquaintance who is dead by now is Johannes Schefferus. So let's go straight to it and read aloud the book title. Johannes Schefferi Argentoratensis Laponia id est regionis Laponum et gentis nova et verissima descriptio, in qua multa de origine superstitione sacris magicis victu cultu negotiis Laponum item animalium metallorumque indole quae in terris eorum proveniunt hactinus incognita produntur et aeconibus cum cura illustrantur.
Johannes Schefferus of Strasbourg's Laponia. That is a new and truthful description of the Lappish regions and peoples, wherein much of the origin, superstition, magical objects, way of living, worshipping, occupations of the Lapps, furthermore of the nature of the animals and metals which are found in these thus far unknown lands, are carefully presented and illustrated by means of images.
And this book came out exactly 350 years ago, that is in 1673. And I know, Andreas, you have recently published a book about this. What's the title of that book?
Well, I'm currently waiting for the book to be published. So I'm waiting for it to arrive here physically as a copy. The title is Early Modern Knowledge About the Sami, A History of Johannes Schefferus Laponia from 1673.
Excellent. The book will arrive soon, I'm sure. And the book about Johannes Schefferus's book covers a lot of ground. One of the things that's interesting with this Schefferus is his approach to a region and the people living there. Who are these Sami people living in Laponia?
As you noticed when I was reading the English translation of the title, I was not at all mentioning the Sami. I was talking about the Lapps. And this is the historical term that was in previous times mostly used for the Sami people, which are the indigenous people found in the northern Finno-Scandinavian peninsula.
Exactly. And the book about the Sami had a very long and eventful journey, you could say, up to this present day. It's still considered an important document. The book was written by someone called Schefferus. Who was he?
So Johannes Schefferus was a philologist. He was originally from Strasbourg and he moved to Uppsala in Sweden in 1648, where he became a professor in rhetorics and politics.
Yeah. And he got this commission or assignment, you could say, from the Lord High Chancellor of the realm to write a book about the Sami. And the results were extremely well received, you could say, across Europe in learned circles. But how did he produce this book? How did he, who was not a Sami and certainly not from the northernmost regions of the region, of the Finno-Scandinavian region, how did he produce this book? Who helped him?
Indeed, it was really well received. It was also translated quickly after it came out in Latin in 1673 into many languages, German, English, Dutch and French. And the way he went about it, Schefferus, was he collected lots of material and written information. For instance, he went to the classics. He read what did, for instance, Tacitus write about this army people? Did he write about them at all? So he used his philological education to go to these classical sources, and he also looked at, for instance, Olaus Magnus, which was a classic still at that time, the Historia de Gentibus Septentrionalibus from 1555. But many were in the 17th century already saying, whatever is written in this book by Olaus Magnus, it cannot be true. It's so far away from reasoning. And Schefferus wanted to do something about this. And the commission was given to him from the highest political realms in circles in Sweden, Lord High Chancellor of the Realm, Magnus Gabriel de Lagardie. And he was also assisted by the political and clerical entities in Sweden. So he would, for instance, correspond with different clergymen that worked in these northern regions and asked them for their observations, to send some, you could say, proto-ethnographic observation material to him.
Yeah, so he collected a lot of materials the old-fashioned way, by reading old texts, of course, but also the new-fashioned way that is associated with the scientific revolution, gathering new empirical information about the world as it is now. So let's go to the preface to the book and read one short sentence. Atque ita istaec omnia inter se se contuli studio diligentiaque quanta potui inque sententis diversis quae videretur vero maxime vicina ostendere conatus sum.
And in this way, all of this I have compared with one another, with eagerness and diligence. Wherever I was able to, I attempted to bring opposite ideas into accordance with one another.
One of the informants, the men who informed Schefferus, was a man called Stoichius. And one thing that's very, very fascinating with your book is how you have been able to check the book as it was published and see how the original letters that Schefferus received, how they were sort of, how this information was disseminated and spread through the work later on as it was printed. One of them was Stoichius. Let's see what he wrote in one of his letters about the infamous drums that the Sami used for their rituals. Ipse memini me a Lapone quendam audivisse, posse eos horam genusque mortis hisce timpanis suis divinatoris scire. Volebam ab ipso emere timpanum aliquod. Tergi versabatur initio quidem spe lucri tamen promisit se mihi sum proprium venditurum. Eius virtutes naravit inter alias quae ad venationem facium. Esse quas nunc dixi de certae mortis horae generis predictione. Fefelit tamen hic bonus vir fidem et postea nusquam apparuit.
I personally remember that I once heard from a Lapp that they were able to know the hour and the type of death by means of their divinatory drums. I tried to buy from him such a drum. He refused at first, but with the hope of gain, he promised to sell me his own. Its powers, he told, amongst others, that it aided hunting, to be those that I have just said, namely the certain prediction of the hour and type of death. This fine fellow did not stick to his word, however, and he never showed up again.
What we see here is part of the clergyman's efforts to gather not just verbal information, but also material information from the Sami. And Schefferus, he kept it all in a museum, didn't he?
Yes, he erected his own small building for this purpose, the so-called Museum Schefferianum. It's still standing there today in the center of Uppsala. And it was quite typical for the time, a cabinet of curiosities where he would keep different minerals, also manuscripts and material such as, for instance, the Sami drum.
You are all invited, all listeners are invited to a conference taking place in Tromsø, 23rd of May, 2023. Where we will discuss Laponia and Schefferus and the early modern knowledge gathering about different peoples of the world in general. That is all found on a webpage, uit.no/Schefferus. So welcome to Tromsø in May 2023. And thank you for listening.